Blitz in the Morning is live from the Bull Radio Hub for Thursday. It's June 20th, 2019. And let me be the first to welcome you to a beautiful, cloudy, northwest morning. My buddy Drew's right over there.
Well, I had a new puppy for a couple hours.
Oh, no. Gosh.
To have loved and lost.
Aww. What did you do?
What did I do? I didn't do anything.
It's not like that meme, is it, right? Where you walk around and you're putting up signs that say lost puppy and then you're sitting on it. Remember that meme? Where you killed the puppy?
No.
Okay, so
no,
the puppy is alive.
Nothing terrible. Puppy is alive and well and back with its proper owner.
All right. Hey, what's up, Claire? How are you?
Good. Remember that time I said I'm perky on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, but I struggle on Wednesday and Thursday?
Yes.
Today's Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Which is so weird because for me it's like Thursday is like, oh, yeah.
I know. You guys, like you were saying, you guys love Thursdays because it's you can spell the weekend and not me.
You know what, though?
I'm tired.
Have you ever looked at it like this? Like, oh, yeah. It's Friday Eve.
Yeah.
It's Friday Eve.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to change everything for you.
After I go home and take a nap and wake up, it will be Friday Eve.
Okay. So after work. Okay. Hey, what's going on, Ryder the Young? Good morning.
Well, I cleaned out my car last week for the drive to Ellensburg, and now I have a mountain of clothes in my room that I should have probably did throughout the week, and I still haven't.
I thought you told me you had those in your car. I was like, wow.
He did.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah.
They came from his car.
I have like maybe a year's worth of clothes in my car.
All right.
And the man who has mastered the last second appearance, he got here at about 5:59 today.
Yes,
our
he did.
Host, Thuppitz.
Oh,
4:59.
Really?
4:59. You can't tell time either.
Which time is it? I guess it's Thursday for me, too.
Yes, it is. I'm telling you what.
All right. Hey, shout out to everybody who's up this morning busting it. And you know, I walk in, there's all this construction going on. I'm like, you know, those are the people who really make a difference.
Are those guys still working or have they already started working?
Well, I mean.
Are they overnight?
Well, when they get done with this project, they're going to move to another one. They're going to move.
Right.
So the Northwest Infrastructure Builders. You guys are awesome, and gals.
Yes.
So thank you so much for being there and doing what you do every single day.
No, I find it interesting that the construction workers at this building work overnight.
They do.
Because you notice that crane that's down there working?
Yes.
Like by where you park?
Yes.
But then it's gone by lunchtime.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Anything else happened while we were sleeping, Drew?
It wasn't a big, thankfully, no more of that violence and stuff overnight. So that's a no news is good news situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the Doppler for a second. Cloudy, obviously, this morning, but it's going to be turning sunny. Chance of a few late afternoon showers. Wetter tonight. Yeah, it's going to get wetter. As we begin to take the first caller of the show in just a moment, we're going to...
Right now.
We'll warm up with the get up.
Oh, boy.
I
need you to get real
loose. Our first caller is Billy, who is stuck in traffic on I-5.
Grab your loved one.
Hey, Billy, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. Tell me with something unique about Mr. Billy, who's stuck in I-5 right now. Are you actually from Texas, from what I understand?
I was born in Vegas, but I grew up in Texas, in St. Joe, and I've never heard anybody from that area ever.
Dude, you grew up in St. Joe?
Yep.
That's all. I'm from Bowie.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. You know, my grandpa had 12 acres out there, you know, and nobody, I'd say, water moccasin or copperhead, and everybody just looks at me with the deer in the headlights.
That's right, man. God, water moccasins were my life. Well, you know what? If you're in front of me, I'd give you a big virtual Texan brother hug, but you're not, so thank you so much for calling. This time to shine. Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy. Gonna warm up a little bit. Is that cool with you guys? You ready for the show today?
Let's do it.
Marysville, thanks for checking in. I see Paul's boat checking in. Fall City, good morning. Have a good time. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Do the butterfly. Have a good time. Round and round you go. It's time to show. Oh, don't get dizzy on me. He just said, let's get the show on right now.
Yeah, he did.
Take it to the flow.
You know, look at your phone. Those little things are called apps. And you can go to the app store and search 98.9 The Bull. Get that app and listen live, and it's so cool. And with that, I would encourage you to set yourself a little reminder because next hour at this time, it's the $1,000 minute.
Oh.
The return to the $1,000 minute. Today could be the day.
It could be.
It's gone so quick this round.
That lady raced through questions yesterday.
Yeah, she did. So we'll see you at 7:10 for the $1,000 minute, and then at 7:30 this morning, we'll announce the Disney song of the day.
Right.
So just that's the sound of
is that
prizes
prize
coming your way. Yeah, it is.
The prize cannon.
Now, here's my daddy.
It's
It's time for your
Why Are You Kidding Me? Stories of the day.
Good to be here, folks. I'm here, 6:11, to provide some amazing information about, the title of this first story is I Hate Mornings. This is really sad for a morning guy like me to hear.
Yeah.
Really sad. New survey found 95% of Americans hate mornings. And 43% of us despise the sound of our alarm clock.
That's true.
No, it's 100% true.
This is complete common sense.
Who uses an alarm clock anymore, right?
Well, my
phone.
Do you think
most people use the... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a phone.
Yeah.
Nobody likes the sound anymore.
That one gets me. The last one gets me.
You guys remember Bill Murray in Groundhog Day when he destroys his alarm clock?
Yes, the sunny chair.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't really hate mornings, do you, everybody? You know, it's something we have to do. It's just something that we're going to have to do.
I always thought I did.
Yeah.
And I think I don't anymore. I think I'm okay with it. I'm just okay. I'm not in love with them. I'm okay with them.
You're a little grumpy poop sometimes. I'm not going to lie to you. I think you're getting into morning mode.
Yeah. Like I said, not in love with it.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Yesterday, I was at a picking up dinner.
Yeah.
And some guy's phone went off, and his ringtone was my alarm. You know how you can pick different tones for things?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you kind of freak out?
I totally freaked out.
Yeah, that's like,
totally,
oh my gosh.
I had this like ninja reaction.
Did you think you were like in a dream?
I'm going to take it down. Like, oh my God, I just woke up at Qdoba. Oh my God.
All right, let's go to page two.
What, are you kidding me?
A very exclusive what the Florida story. Father of the year. 35-year-old guy just got arrested after he broke into someone's place in Florida last Thursday. Oh, wait a second. I'm not even done. He had his 4-year-old daughter there with him.
Sure, she's the
honey, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go in here. I'm going to rob the heck out of this place. You just sit right here. You wait on daddy. We'll go to McDonald's just a little bit.
You see anybody coming, you go, woo!
You look out for your daddy now.
I mean, it's... the cops released chest cam footage of the arrest. You could hear him yelling that he doesn't have a gun and that his kid is with him. This is crazy.
Supposed to be down here at all. Front door.
I got no gun. I just have a phone.
Open that door. Get on your knees.
I have a phone, sir.
Get down.
Stop.
Get down.
My kid's right here.
Get on the ground.
Oh my gosh. My kid's right here.
Hey, man, my kid's over there on my phone on YouTube watching Ryan's toy review while I'm trying to rob this place.
All right, and there you go. You got the
What are you kidding me?
Stories of the day. My buddy Drew over here. Drew, over the weekend, you had this huge family party. Your sister's place. Your sister lives where? Renton, or what does she live?
No, just Newcastle.
Okay. And what they were having a your niece's college graduation party.
Mm-hmm.
Share with the world what your niece. What sort of double degree did your niece receive?
She got like molecular biology and something else with DNA, some sort of biomechanical something or other.
Wow!
It's high end stuff.
Smart people stuff.
Smart.
Yeah.
This is what I say for people like that.
Oh, good for you.
You know.
Right.
But listen, we'd love to hear from you right now, wherever you are, at home, at work, in the car, listening on the app. Oh yeah. I have a relative that blank. Fill in the blank for us right now. Claire, not too long ago, first of all, Claire's family is really unbelievable. It's like she's got families of lawyers and doctors and people that are like Illuminati, people running the world, basically.
I do,
but
yes.
You have so many people to brag about in your family.
I have a lot of people to brag about. My sister was recently named like the lawyer of the year for workers' compensation in the entire state of Georgia.
Dang.
My brother was recently published in a magazine of, he's a cardiologist, so it was like a heart journal thing with words I can't even begin, mitochondrial nuclear peptides.
Yeah, gynecomastia.
No idea what that is. But probably more important than that is my cousin Marty, who finally got out of jail for absconding millions and millions of dollars from state insurance companies.
And so, there's that.
There's that relative.
Did he get to keep the
money? No, he didn't get to keep the money. They're still looking for it.
All right, brag on that relative right now. Oh, yeah? I have a relative that blank. Again, text to 96459, call the show, 833-822-BULL. Drew just had a big family party, and his niece just graduated with a degree in thermonuclear gynecomastia biology. You guys know what gynecomastia is? Anybody?
Isn't
anyone?
That like the study of space?
No, gynecomastia. So I always used to say it all the time when I was a kid. I thought it was fine. man boobs, breast tissue.
Oh, I got those.
I can't believe nobody caught that. And I have a second cousin I want to brag on. Robert Henderson of Fort Worth, Texas. He is now, you know, the dude who comes in and gives all the juice to people to make sure that they are unconscious and don't wake up during surgery. What do you call that?
That's an anesthesiologist.
He's an anesthesiologist.
Yeah, they're smart.
And he's like 23 years old.
Get out!
No. True story. 23, might be 24 next month. Yeah.
How's that possible? Did he go to medical school when he was 16?
Because he's brilliant. Because he's...
Wow.
So you know what's crazy? You guys are sitting there bragging on your thermonuclear double degree gynecomastia degrees and Claire and with her brothers and doctors and stuff. And I say I have a cousin who's an anesthesiologist. And you guys are like, oh, no, we don't believe that.
Well, but
because
he's
23. You also said he's Doogie Howser.
Oh, okay. Well, he can't be more than 25. That I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's
believable.
Yeah, but that's a pimp.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
totally.
Sure.
You know?
I'm 26, and this is what I've done with my life.
There you go.
Right. I'm 39 and a half.
Right.
High five.
And you
hey,
know
what? Will you get us some coffee?
Yeah, sure. I'll be right back.
And I'm a college dropout who pushes buttons.
Yeah.
My kids must be so proud of me. Ryder the youngin', what about you? I mean, you want to brag on a relative today.
Oh, I mean, I have an uncle. I don't even remember his name. He works for NASA, though, so that's pretty cool.
That's way cool.
What?
My brother has not been to jail in like 6 years, so.
Awesome.
I love you, Blake. Good job.
We should celebrate that.
What a streak.
I wonder if he knows my cousin.
Probably.
Let's see. Candace in Renton is on. Hello, Candace.
Hello there.
All right, fill in that blank for me. Oh, yeah, I have a relative that...
My great-great-great-uncle was Samuel P. Langley. Langley is my maiden name, and Langley Air Force Base was named after him.
Whoa!
Wow. Dang.
Yeah, as well as there's Langley, Canada, and Langley, Washington State. They weren't from the same guy, but from the same family. They were stockholders in the Hudson's Bay Fur Trading Company, and they had to beef up the company because the American fur traders were beating them out. And
that's
so they
relatives.
Needed a boost of money. So they boosted up the money and they named the fur trading post after them. That's how Langley, Canada and Langley, Washington got their name.
How about
so
that?
Cool.
Are you related to Drew?
Yeah. By the way, you should also know Drew claims that it was his family and that he has proof through DNA evidence that his family founded the state of Washington.
Well, no, my people had to come out here and basically take the claims from Hudson Bay Company.
Ooh, your enemies.
Yeah. Hang on. Let's go to Mike from Puyallup. Mike from Puyallup, you want to brag on your brother, is that right?
Absolutely.
Tell me about him.
Well, my brother works on the International Space Station.
Whoa.
For, yeah. So it's always been kind of a thing. He's the smart one of the family, of course, and went through college and this and that. Worked for NASA for a little while with the space shuttle.
Oh, my God.
When the space shuttle was... shut down, he went to work for Orbital Sciences, and they're the ones that run the International Space Station nowadays.
So are you saying he's
up there right now?
On the ground, or he works on it? Like, he's on the space station?
No, he's on it.
Whoa.
He's on it.
Oh, my God. Can we FaceTime with him from space? That would be great one day.
I get little text messages from him from time to time when I'm mowing my grass, and he's like, hey, I seen you mowing your grass.
He's like, hey, I see your house from here.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you for
cool.
Thank you for sharing that amazing story with us.
Can he send pictures?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but would you send us some pictures so we could put it on the Facebook page?
Well, yeah, I was going to say, you should have him send a picture of him getting his bullhorns up.
Oh, that would be awesome from space.
First astronaut in space having his bullhorns.
Oh, you're the best.
Oh, Mike, you're the best.
Appreciate you, friend. All right, let's get to some of these texts coming in. There's some great ones. Brag on your relatives. Drew, you want to snag some of these?
Yeah, I love, I got a little one up here. My daughter just graduated from Washington State University as a chemical engineer. Awesome.
Dang.
Way to go.
Yes.
Oh, look at this. My nephew just graduated from USC with a degree in chemical engineering.
Whoa.
A lot of chemical engineers out there. We've got a golf course architect. Someone says that their cousin was Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, huh. Come on.
We'll have to check that one.
Yeah, we are going to have to check that one.
You. My daughter, Autumn, got student of the month. Awesome.
Hang on. To brag on a relative. Hey, Fitz, my daughter can now count to 10 and knows her alphabet. She's 1 year old.
Aww.
That is so amazing.
A little See? Einstein.
P1s, you guys. P1s have talent.
That's very cool.
Yes. All right. It's 6:28 now. Let's find out what's going on with our hourly bulletin.
Fitz in the morning. If it's happening in the Northwest, you'll hear it here first. The Hourly Bulletin. Edmonton is on.
New Country 98.9
The Bull.
Well, Snohomish County is going to restart measuring the opioid overdoses in real time to track the epidemic in our area. They actually did this last year, and listen to these numbers. Last year on July 9th, they tracked it for a week. They got 57 overdoses, one overdose death, and 119 inmates booked into the jail who tested positive for opioids. That was all in 1 week last year. So we've seen this massive increase. That study allowed them to put new plans in place, new programs in place to try and combat this in our region. So they're going to start this test again July 8th this year and see how it compares to last year's numbers. So this is so important around the world. They're blaming almost all of this on fentanyl. Fentanyl is the thing causing all this in the region. Yeah, according to the experts here. The city of Medina is going broke, if you can believe it. They're facing a $500,000 deficit in 2020 and a $3.3 million deficit by 2025 if they don't correct the course. Medina is one of the richest communities in the nation.
Jeff Bezos lives there. He's going to be—he'll protect it.
Yeah,
they're
Bill
not
Gates
going anywhere.
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah.
The residents of Medina voted a property tax lid many years ago, so they can't raise their property tax. The average home there is worth over $2 million, but would only pay about $18,000 in property tax.
Whoa!
So the city of Medina is going to ask the residents, please, could we, you know, lift that lid and raise tax a little bit because we don't have any money to run the city.
I would rather be a fence post in Monroe than live in a mansion in Medina.
All right.
Think about that for today.
Yeah.
I'd rather be with my people.
Yep.
All right. With that, Claire.
Seattle Storm head coach Dan Hughes is back with the team. Dan was diagnosed with cancer of the digestive tract before the season started, and he underwent successful surgery last month. He is going to be back in action with the team on Friday, and they have a pretty big long homestand, so he'll be home for a while. Police in the Dominican Republic say the guy who shot former Mariner and Red Sox slugger David Ortiz got the wrong guy.
Sure.
A group of men was paid $8,000 to kill a friend of Big Poppy's, and they gave the shooter a picture of the target, but it was a bad picture, so he hit the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the guy who ordered the hit is still at large in the U.S. A lot of people don't believe this story because they say Big Poppy's one of the most recognizable people in all of the DR, and how would you get that wrong?
And not only that, but the day before he got shot, he bought this mystery woman an $85,000. $1,000 Lexus. Oh, mistaken identity. No.
Yeah. Could be. Could be. It, you know, I just understand how the whole thing was only over $8,000. I'm not shooting anybody for $8,000. You want me to shoot somebody? I need a lot more zeros than that.
Well, think about the American dollar in the Dominican Republic.
That's
like quadruple.
It's still not worth going to jail for.
Yeah. All right, let's look at Big Beef Doppler. Check it out. Clouds early, turning partly sunny this afternoon. Chance of a few late afternoon showers. It's going to be wetter tonight, by the way. But tomorrow, summer weather is back. I got a complaint about the Doppler yesterday. I would like to say that Big Beef the Doppler told everybody yesterday it was going to be raining yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did know that.
I guess somebody complained about the Doppler. I said,
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and roll that tape.
The Doppler does not lie.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning. New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
County Wars is on. It's county versus county. It's city versus city. Hey, Drew, what's the current record of County Wars?
Wow, right now, Pierce County and King County tied for the lead with 7 wins apiece, but right on their tail is Snohomish with 5, Kitsap with 3, Thurston with 2, Jefferson and Island Counties have 1 apiece.
All right, and Claire, oh my goodness, I'm looking. It's Eric Church tickets again?
It is. 2 tickets to see Eric Church at the Gorge next Friday, June 28th.
All right, we're going to meet our contestants right now. Let's say hello to Caitlin from Olympia, representing Thurston County. Hello, Caitlin.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing so good. And what's up, Corey from Ferndale, representing Whatcom County?
What's happening?
All right, let me explain the rules to you. Best 2 out of 3 wins, and your buzzer is your name. If you know it, say your name really, really loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, my name's Fitz. Nice to meet you. How rude of me. All right, let's play County Wars. This mall in Auburn is called the Outlet Collection now, but when it opened, it was originally called this.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Oh, well, then okay. Let's move on. We'll save that question for 840.
Because that always goes well.
Yeah. For many years, the Seattle area had 2 daily print newspapers. One was the Seattle Times. Name the other one. Another question for 840. All right. You probably know during County Wars, it really pays to know the show. What small North Texas town is Fitz from?
Dang it, you guys just talked about it the other day.
13 years. Another question for 840. Again, your buzzer is your name. What highway is the Hood Canal Bridge on?
We're doing awesome.
Caitlin.
Caitlin, go.
The 104.
That is correct. Yes!
Caitlin draws the first score.
All right. We just found out that the Puget Sound region has the highest per capita use of cannabis in the entire world. What did they measure recently to determine this in the Northwest?
Corey, the wastewater.
Yes!
That is correct! They measured our sewer water.
So we got a tie ball game right now,
right? That's
right.
We're tied up at one.
All right, you guys. Listen, I'm going to be at the Northwest Kids Fair this Saturday at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds. What city is that in?
Caitlin.
Corey.
Puyallup.
Incorrect. Corey.
Monroe.
That is correct! Whoa! The second chance shot for the win. That's your own rebound.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Hey, Claire, tell Corey what he's won today.
You just won two tickets to see Eric Church at the Gorge next Friday, June 28th.
Oh, and you put Whatcom County on the map.
Wow.
That's right, dude. You did put Whatcom County on the map. Way to go.
We're here.
Is that the motto?
Whatcom County, we're here.
My name is Corey, and I'm the pride of Whatcom County, and I just kicked Thurston County's butt on County Wars.
Wow, yeah, you did. All right. Woo, woo.
Play Fitz in the Mornings, County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county.
Well, you may remember a few weeks ago, horribly sad story. Granger Smith and his wife Amber lost their 3-year-old son, River. He died at their home and a drowning in their pool. It was just horrible. And yesterday they put out this beautiful but just really difficult to watch video tribute to River. They put it on their family YouTube channel, and they talk about how it happened. Mm. They thank those who supported them, and then they talk about how they plan to move forward.
I was sitting in my driveway last night, and I saw when he posted this on his Instagram.
Yeah.
And he said, like, you know, click on the link and bio, and it was the first time I heard he and his wife speak since this happened.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I said, and tears just start falling in my driveway.
Yeah.
I mean, this is absolutely heartbreaking.
I think the most important thing that we want to say, we are committed to each other. We're committed to
our family.
Our kids.
Our faith.
And we are stronger than ever right now. We have gotten so close, and we are going to constantly search for the meaning behind all this. We will find the meaning and the good in this, and the way to spread this message and to spread this legacy. And he'll always be with me, and he'll always be in our hearts. So,
River, what will you see in heaven?
I'm going to see a big T-Rex, but it's nice, Sissy. It's nice. That's heaven.
So he's going to see a big T-Rex in heaven.
We have been a little dark on social media. We've been with our family these past couple weeks, but we just wanted to come on here and talk to you guys and just let you know that we're seeing all of your comments and we're getting all of your letters and we're receiving the outpouring of love that you guys have given us these past couple weeks, and we just wanted to say thank you and kind of let you know how we're doing.
We are going to search for every bit of good that we could find in this situation. This, you know, the worst situation we've ever been through, hopefully ever. And we're going to constantly search for ways that good will come out of this. And that's my commitment to River's legacy.
Live like Riv. They're so much stronger than I could ever be.
He is going back out on tour next week because he says music heals him. His time on stage is what heals him. But Amber and the other kids are going with him, and he's not doing meet and greets. He won't do anything like that. He said it's too... he doesn't want to talk about River, and then it's weird not to talk about River, so it's easier for him to just keep away from that situation for now and just play the music.
They had this beautiful, you know, video montage of that sweet little baby after they were speaking last night. Ugh. and his little laughing and his giggling, and it showed him playing on his little motorcycle. Just heartbreaking. And hey, you know, that's Earl Dibbles Jr., Yee Yee Nation, right? We got to support Granger, and there's no doubt that so many of his fans are showing so much love and support.
Right.
It shows the strength they have to even get through something like
this. Get through something like that. Yeah. And to I guess you have to do this as a public figure, though, to share what they share, to put that information out there, how it happened, why it happened, what they're feeling. Maybe just so we don't ask. Maybe they just give it to us so we have it.
Right.
But also, it probably is healing for them to
good therapy for them, too.
Begin to move forward. Yeah. There you go. You've got the good, the bad, and the gossip. You've got the Fitz Files.
I'm going to address something right now, folks. I'm about to address something. I feel like through text messages in the past couple of minutes, you guys have been treating your boy Fitz like an out-of-date coupon. Because a couple minutes ago during the $1,000 minute, I mispronounced a word, and then a bunch of people called in saying, well, Fitz, that's your fault. You mispronounced the word. Well, you know what we did right after that? We timed it. We went through it three times, timed out everything. We can ask all 10 questions perfectly in 60 seconds. The fact is, though, the fact that I did mispronounce the word, there was another word in there that should have given it away.
Yes.
And so, therefore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enough with the clues.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I did mispronounce one word, people, but we went back and it was like 1.8 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was a word in the question that was, you could understand what I said, that should have given her the clue.
Mm-hmm. And that wasn't the last question for her.
No,
And we still had a question to go.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what it's all about. I mean, during the $1,000 minute, no, I can't repeat the question. I did mess up one word. But that doesn't mean that according to our panel, that doesn't mean that the question, that you could not understand the question because you could. Does that make sense?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. And I bet she knows it now. She can call back tomorrow. She might take it.
Yes.
She could take the whole thing tomorrow.
You know what? I mean, part of me feels like, she deserves. Okay, you know what? I feel like she deserves a chance to play again.
Well, everyone has that chance to play again, but you got to be caller number 12.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. I mean, I'm telling you, y'all guys, y'all just came after me just because I mispronounced that one word during the $1,000 minute, and it's a stupid word.
That's a big
word
for a Texas
boy. And I don't even know why Drew put that word in there. That's a stupid one.
Ironically, I think he put it in there to make it easier.
Not that word. No, not that one word.
Yeah.
Because no one ever says that word.
It's a tough reading word.
You say that one word one time a year, maybe. That's why I hate it.
It's a tough reading word.
Stupid word. Anyway, 7:10, you'll see what we're talking about tomorrow. Promise you I'm going to get it right. But please, everybody, be gentle with the text messages. Okay? I feel so bad for her, Fitz. That's so frustrating that you shorted her on the last question because you couldn't pronounce the word.
If you
Fitz screwed her. Fitz screwed her. Just spit it out the first time without all that fumbling, Fitz. I mean, I get it.
Oh, no.
I jacked it up. All right. So I'm sorry. Let's get to some good stuff, though.
Yeah, man, that's the good stuff.
Hey, you know what? This is a great example of how music can just bring everybody together. People on a subway train in New York just randomly broke into a Backstreet Boys sing-along the other day. Somebody was on the phone, and I guess a Backstreet Boys song was playing on somebody's phone, then the entire subway joins in. And we have that audio for you right now. See, this is relevant to the bull because remember AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys, he's been trying to push his country music for the past 6 or 7 months. Well, you know he's released.
Oh, I know he has.
AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys said he is single-handedly going to change the face of country music.
He's
going to
make it worse.
Wow.
What if he does? Are you going to eat the words?
He's not. He's not going to do it. He's not going to change it. Talking to Drew about this yesterday. If let's just say we were all in New York City and we wanted to introduce a whole bunch of people in New York City, to country music? People who, you know, might not be familiar with country music. What song would we sing on the subway to introduce New Yorkers to country music?
Oh, I know exactly the song, and they will know every word, even though they think they don't.
Okay, real quick, on the count of three, I want us all to say the country song that we would sing on the subway to introduce New Yorkers to country music.
Okay.
Should we say the artist or the song?
Song.
Song.
Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Friends in Low Places.
Yes!
Three out of four. What'd you say, Ryder the Youngin?
Old Town Road.
Did we all three say Friends in Low Places? Yes!
All three said Friends in Low Places. It's got to be Garth, right?
Everyone's going to know it.
Everyone loves hitting that low note.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, all the way. Get ready for makeup or breakup. My friend Gina's on the phone, and she's really upset because her man has some serious road rage issues. And I want to welcome to the show Gina right now, who is from Arlington. Hi, Gina.
Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm doing so good. Thank you so much for sending us a message on Facebook. I really, really appreciate you taking the time to do that. Tell me about your boyfriend, Joey. You guys have been together for how long?
5 years now.
Been together for 5 years. And you basically submitted something to us because he's got like a serious anger problem, like road rage issue.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Well, so we have a child together.
Okay.
Our son is three. And when we're in the car, I'm just scared because he's got, in all other areas of our lives, he's fine. But in the car, it's terrifying. He's got this crazy road rage. He tailgates. He's aggressive. If somebody cuts him off, he'll chase them for a while.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Flipping people off. I'm realizing, I always say, you know what, don't engage. But then I realized, oh, my God, my boyfriend, my guy, he's the one that everybody should be afraid of because he's just awful. And I don't want my son in the car, and it's just, like, it's a lot. And in other areas of our lives, he's not like that. It really is just the road rage.
That is the weirdest thing. Like, it's only in the vehicle. And you're saying that he's actually had these moments of crazy anger and stuff in front of the baby, like chasing cars while the baby's in there?
Yeah. Yeah. In the car, like flipping people off when he's in the car. And, it's just, you know.
You know what?
And also screaming and every, like, ugh.
You know what this reminds me of? This might be weird. I remember, like, from, I don't know, like 17 in my early 20s, I was kind of a road rage person. And I think I might have gotten that from watching my dad.
Mm. Oh.
Maybe learn behavior from my dad, Green Beret Bob, he would always sometimes go nuts in vehicles.
Right.
Have you asked him where he might have picked up this behavior or why he does this in the vehicle and, like, he doesn't behave like this anywhere else?
Well, he's really defensive about it. Like, when I bring it up, he just gets, I mean, you know, like it's not that big of a deal. It's just the car. It's not, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, he's not really acknowledging that this is the case. Like, I thought about trying to film him, but then I thought, oh, geez, he's driving. I don't want to distract him even further and if he sees me filming him. Because I it's just so nuts. And I don't like being in the car with him at all. But now, you know, our son is really, he's remembering stuff. He's paying attention. And I... And also, I think it's dangerous. I don't want to, you know.
It's very dangerous. Especially, like, when you're saying he's on the road, and from what you're saying, he's almost having these out-of-body anger experiences where maybe he doesn't even realize that he's turning into the Hulk on the highway. You know?
I mean, that's a really good way of putting it. Yeah, that's awful. But, I mean, so that's why I called you guys, because I feel like, if you say something, if it comes from me, it's not going to mean anything. But if we're talking this out on the radio and have, you know, other people kind of weighing in, I feel like maybe he'll hear it for the first time. I don't know. I'm willing to try anything.
All right. Gina's boyfriend, Joey, has been on hold. We're going to talk to him just a couple of minutes, get his side of it. And by the way, wherever you are right now, shoot us a text to 96459. Makeup or breakup based on what you've heard, and part two coming up in a second. So Joey is cool with coming on with us, right, Gina?
Yeah, yeah. He was more curious than anything as to what I was getting at.
And okay.
We listen to you guys. He likes you.
Oh,
so that's
awesome.
What I'm thinking, you know, maybe it'll help.
That's good news. I just don't want to be next to him on the highway.
It's the Hourly Bull
Bulletin.
On Fitz in the Morning.
On New Country. 98.9 The Bull.
732, here's Drew.
The city of Seattle is outfitting five buildings with what they're calling smoke shelters. This is in a reaction to our, what they're also calling our new norm, these smokier summers we're expecting. Remember the last couple of years, we've had smoke just hanging from wildfires either east of the mountains here or even up in Canada that drifts down. And they're providing additional filtration equipment for these buildings that have public access so people can get in there and get some clean air and get out of that smoky air. So that's our future. That's what we have to look forward to. We'll probably see this spreading
into
other cities.
Increased chance
soon.
Of the smoke. Yeah,
yeah, lots
it's
of
like
smoke.
It's like Willie Nelson's tour bus driving down I-90.
Not as pleasant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Roll the windows up, Willie.
Yeah. Backlogs in the Washington State Patrol labs are causing delays of up to 10 months for very important things like autopsies. This is a big issue. It started back in 2017, and it just keeps stacking up and stacking up. They're saying it's because of lack of funding and too small of a staff. They don't have enough staff, but this holds up criminal investigations, toxicology reports for things like DUIs, and even insurance payouts. And the real effect here is on grieving families who are looking for answers in unexpected death cases. They're having to wait for almost a year to find out.
Wow. The Seattle Storm's head coach, Dan Hughes, is back in the saddle. He's back with the team. He was diagnosed with cancer a couple of months ago before the start of the season, cancer of the digestive tract. But he had what they call successful surgery last month. He's going to be back in action on Friday, and the Storm has a big homestand, so he'll be home for a while to get even a little bit better. And Team USA women take on Sweden today in the Women's World Cup soccer tournament.
Did you say Sweden?
Sweden. The U.S. is so far undefeated in the tournament and is one of the favorites to win it all. And your Seattle Reign stars Megan Rapinoe and Allie Long are both on the women's national team, so go soccer girls.
Makeup or breakup is on. We have Gina on the phone, and Gina was telling us the story about her boyfriend, Joey. They've been together 5 years. They have a baby together. But Gina, to sum up the situation with Joey, he's got what kind of issues right now?
Crazy road rage.
Crazy road rage.
Like scary crazy road rage, yeah.
And you even said that there's been a couple times in the vehicle that he's like flipping other cars off and screaming at other cars.
Yeah, I mean, another car kind of cut us off, and he kept, instead of going where we were supposed to be going, he kept following the car. And I was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? And I really pleaded with him to stop. But he was just so, he was like, well, that'll teach him. And I thought, oh, no. What? You know, it was just dumb. And I don't know. It's got to stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Gina's boyfriend, Joey, to the show right now. Joey, I know you've been listening for the past several minutes.
Yeah.
So obviously, man, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for listening to the show. You've heard the conversation going on over the radio. Do you think you could admit that you have a road rage issue?
Well, I mean, no more than anybody else.
But do you think chasing people down with a 3-year-old in the back seat is something that everybody else does?
I mean, sure, I can be over the top sometimes, but I don't think I'm doing that on an everyday basis. It's not like I'm chasing people down for no reason.
Well, Gina says that's exactly what you do. She says that you've actually chased people down because they've cut you off and that you'll chase them for miles.
Well, you say no reason.
Right.
You never have a reason to chase someone down. I mean, if you're admitting chasing them down, you're already in the wrong.
True, but I mean, if someone cuts me off and they're being rude about it, I mean, do I not have the right to, chase them down and let them know how I'm feeling?
Actually, no, that's against the law.
Well, babe, you said you wanted to do it to teach people a lesson.
Do you chase people down to teach them a lesson?
I mean, some people are bad drivers. They don't learn how to drive.
It sounds like you might be having some problems with the law right now.
Right now, I know.
Well, I mean, if they cut me off and I'm trying to get to work, we're all in a hurry. There's no reason for us to act impolite on the roadway.
But what about your child in the back seat? That's the issue that she's having right now. You know, she's worried about your anger, specifically in the car. It's just not safe.
It's just the example that you're setting, you know?
Yeah, so she's worried not only about the safety of you and her and your child, but she's also worried about the example.
Yeah, I mean, Gina's always got something to complain about, man. I mean, it doesn't matter what I do, if I'm a bad driver, if I don't put the dishes away right, if my beard hair is laying on the sink, it doesn't really matter, you know? I mean, she's going to find something to bug me about.
You're a great dad. You're just a lousy driver. You're a really crappy driver. Like, you scare the crap out of me, and I think our son, you know? It's just nuts. It's just nuts.
Do we get where we need to go? Are we alive in the end?
All right.
I think he's missing the point here.
Yeah. I think he is, too.
Yeah, that's a scary thing when somebody just flat out just can't accept that, I got some issues on the road.
And Gina, are you afraid of him any other time, or is it just when he's behind the wheel?
No, it's really just the car. Like, he's a really nice guy. I don't know what's going on right now with this whole thing, but, like, I told him I wanted to talk about this on the radio, and he likes you guys, so I really thought that this was my opening to kind of make a difference. But in our lives, he's really sweet. Like, he rarely raises his voice. We bicker like anybody else, but it's not, I never see the anger that I do unless we're in the car.
Joey, why the anger in the car? Do you just hate being in traffic? Where's it coming from?
You know, it's just, you're in traffic. It's a long day. I mean, in the morning sometimes, you don't want us to deal with that many people in the morning. I mean, the kids in the back crying, your wife's nagging at you next to you.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right, listen, we're gonna let you guys resolve this off the air. And Gina, I want to just thank you so much for calling. Joey, thank you for being on too. I really hope for the purpose of your kid that you guys could figure out a way to be calm in the vehicle. Not only for your family, but everyone else out on the road.
Thanks.
Make up or break up right now. Can they salvage this? Can they do something about it? I mean, it seems like Joey's not even willing to admit that he's got some issues. But Kimberly, Puyallup,
yes.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I just have two things to say. One, either she needs to ground him from driving, or if he doesn't like the commute, he can take the bus or the Sounder.
Or an Uber.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, why not?
That way he can't chase people.
Yeah, well, my daughter and I were actually a victim of some, you know, asshat that had road rage. I was trying to, you know, I'm at a red light and there's a car in front of us, and I left like a car length, you know, between me and the car because I was going to get my oil changed, and I'm trying to like lean over and look to see if like I could see the hours, and I have my blinker on and I'm in the turn lane. This guy's screaming and yelling at me.
Isn't that crazy?
When the light turns. Yeah, light turns green, and this guy comes up on my left side, running me and my daughter off the road. Not once, not twice, but
and that's what's shocking. You have a child in the back seat, and it's like these road ragers.
She was in the front seat, and so he even chased us down to the light, and he was two car lengths behind. He started getting out of his truck.
I'm wondering if this is Joey.
So you've met Joey.
I think so. I was going to ask if he drove a jacked up white truck.
Mm.
But I told my daughter to stay in the car, call 911, and I got out of the car. Well, I carried, and I had my gun on me, and I told the guy, I go, you need to go back to your truck. Go back to your truck.
Ooh, mama with a gun.
Advancing. Yep, and I let him see my gun, and I said, you can either go back to your truck, or you're going to be leaving here horizontal.
Whoa.
So my advice to Gina and Joey is, like, dude, he could piss somebody off and he could end up being shot or worse, or his kid could get hurt.
Right.
Wow.
He seriously needs to check himself.
Kimberly and Puyallup.
Like I said,
I was just going to say, I love your perspective. This is such great feedback. Yeah.
I'd say, A, good for you, and B, you just, in one explanation, wrap this whole thing up of how dangerous this can be, how it can escalate from something just someone's mad to it could get violent.
Kimberly,
somebody can turn the tables on him. And by the way, this is Kimberly. I have that number for you for the miniatures.
Oh my God, the miniature cows!
the miniature cows!
Oh my God, I want a miniature cow. We were talking about this the other day. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Shade and the man in the box in the other room, can you get Kimberly's number, please? Thank you. Kimberly, you're awesome. Hang tight. We'll call you
later.
All right, then. Woo!
Wow. She nailed it.
I feel like I should play this for our boy Joey. He's got the road rage problem.
Got road rage again.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Some mother cut me off again.
Yeah. You know what? It makes you almost, like, with these people that are out there like this, especially if you have kids, it makes you want to get one of those things that says, baby on board. Because what kind of a nutbag is going to chase someone down knowing there's children in it? We got a text that said, dang, Kimberly, someone should jam that gun where the sun don't shine. It's illegal to brandish a weapon. No, it's not, if she has a right to carry, whoever that dude is.
Yeah. Plus, she had her kid calling 911 at the same time, and I think police would have agreed with her.
Yeah, she could carry that gun if she's got it concealed. And I encourage my wife to get her license. You know what I mean? I mean, there's just too much cray happening in the world. And then somebody says, dang, Kimberly, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Oh. Keep packing the heat, big mama.
Wow.
Yeah, the texter's actually kind of turned and started discussing Kimberly more than our couple.
I know.
What's up, Kimberly and Puyallup? Thank you so much for calling in.
And now,
here's my daddy.
It's time for your
Why Are You Kidding Me? Stories of the day.
Yeah, thank you, baby girl. What Are You Kidding Me is right. This first story is, it could be all the time. We might only have time for one today because I'm just repulsed by it. I'm going to take you out of Colorado. This is titled Parents of the Year.
Hi.
And as I begin this, I want to say, you know, I coach my kids in sports. And the last team we had a couple months ago was the Bumblebees, my little basketball team. And if I ever saw any parents doing this on the court or on the field, what these parents were doing in Colorado, somebody's going to get jacked up. A fight broke out between parents and many other people at a Little League game last Saturday. It was all over a call the umpire made. And are you ready for the... No kids were hurt. The call was made by a volunteer 13-year-old umpire.
13?
13.
Okay.
And he was, you know, there on the field with little, you know, 5- and 6-year-olds. But the parents didn't like the controversial call that the 13-year-old umpire made. Seconds later, straight up MMA fest.
What?
On the field.
Like a stand clearing?
Beating the crap out. Yeah, the bleachers were cleared.
What's the point?
Mamas, daddies, grandparents rolling around, jacking each other up.
What a great example for the kids.
Yeah. Right. And one of them was just heartbreaking. There was a scene, there was like a mother who had two kids, and she was like shielding them so they couldn't see what was going on that field.
Yeah.
Way to go, parents. A woman filmed it with her phone, and she starts straight up praying to God because she was you know, watching what was unfolding.
What is happening?
So what you're hearing is, during this time, MMA fest on the field, they're all beating the crap out of each other. Fists. Jesus, take the wheel!
Jesus, take that Louisville slugger back.
Yeah. Take me out to the ball game, folks.
They're 5-year-olds, and this is what broke out.
Can we post that video on our Facebook page?
Yeah, we'll post it up.
It's going to get you so angry.
What a joke. Those kids aren't even going to remember that day.
No.
Besides the fact that their parents were all beating the crap out of each other.
They would have only remembered the ice cream. Now they're going to remember this.
Yeah, good job.
Do you guys remember that song years ago? And my grandma, my Mama May, always used to say it to me. Let them be little.
Yeah.
Let them be little, because they're only that way for a while. That's right. Is that letting our kids be little? No. That's putting your kids in therapy in about 5 years is what that
is. Yeah.
All right, everybody, it's playlist profiling time. Wherever you are, at home, at work, in the car, listening on the app, I'll give you a couple of seconds to grab your legal pad or something to take notes on or your phone so you can type in your notes. We have a mystery caller on hold right now. We don't know anything about this individual. All we know are three songs from this individual's personal playlist. And based off of these three songs, we're all going to try to guess the mystery caller's sex, their age, what they drive, their profession, are they single or married, and how many kids. All right, the three songs from our mystery caller are song number one, Luke Combs, Beer Never Broke My Heart. All right, song number two. Honey, bands in my pocket, it's on me. Post Malone. What's the name of the song for you? Oh, this is Wild.
Yeah.
Love you, Post Malone. All right, song number three, Martina McBride, In My Daughter's Eyes.
In my daughter's eyes.
Oh, wow. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little stumped. I'm going to really try to think this one through. Okay, so wherever you are right now, based off of those three songs, we're going to try to guess their sex, their age, what they drive, their profession. Are they single or married? And how many kids? We'll give you a few seconds here. All right, we're all going to read our profiles right now. All right, it's Fitz. I think this individual is a male. You know why? Because that playlist kind of reminds me of me a little bit. I mean,
I'm sorry.
I know. You know, there's I do love a lot of girl songs. I love in my daughter's eyes. Post Malone. Yeah, that's why I think it's a guy. He's 37 years old. I think he drives like some sort of an SUV, like a Ford Explorer. He is a junior and senior history teacher in high school.
Ooh.
He is married with one child.
Oh,
one child. Okay. All right, Drew, what about you?
Quite a bit different. I said this is a female. I feel what you're saying with the daddy vibe, like daddy-daughter, but I think it's mommy-daughter there. Female, yeah. She's 39. She drives a Honda minivan. She's a school administrator, so we're both feeling
the education
feeling school, education.
Yeah.
Married with two kids.
Okay. Claire, what about you?
This is a female. She's 24, and she drives a Ford Escape. She's a stay-at-home mom, and she's married, and this is her first child. And that Martina McBride song really speaks to her.
I'm wondering if this is all. Yeah, I'm wondering if this is all going to come down to Martina.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It all comes down to Martina. All right, Ryder the Youngin, give us your profile.
I'm saying it's a female, and I think she's younger. I think she's 24. So look at that, Claire.
Yeah,
I think she drives a Toyota Corolla.
Okay,
I think she's a paraeducator. She's single, but has one kid.
All right, the moment we've all been waiting for.
All right,
mystery caller, are you a male or a female?
I am a female.
Oh, yeah! Dang. See, it all came down to Martina.
Yep.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 25.
Wow.
Oh, my God, Claire.
You know what? The two of you are taking those points.
Dang, Claire.
Wow.
What do you drive?
I drive a Toyota Camry.
Oh, my God. Did you guess that, the exact car?
I said Toyota Corolla.
That's points. That is points.
Wow.
Okay. What is your profession?
I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Yes! Yes!
Oh, this is the greatest round ever.
Dang.
Oh, my God. All
right. Okay, are you single or married?
I have a boyfriend.
Okay, boyfriend.
Single.
Okay, do you have any children?
I am pregnant with twins.
Whoa! Oh, that one, that's the Martina in my daughter's
eyes. Yes!
Wow.
Oh, my good Lord. Okay.
Wow.
Drew is going to do his calculations and tabulations real quick. We're going to find out who came closest. Okay, Drew, what's it looking like?
Wow, in the most dramatic round of playlist profiling ever. Fitz, whatever supplements you were taking last week, you need to get back on them because you got zero again.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's what I don't appreciate. I mean, I can remember when I actually nailed the car identical, and you didn't give me any excitement for that. And he just said Toyota, and you're all over there freaking out.
He had a four-door sedan. He just had the wrong size.
Corolla, Camry, so close.
Pretty good.
Well, I'm right behind you with two. I did get two kids because she's currently brewing up two kids, and I got female.
Mm-hmm.
Claire, three, and nailed stay-at-home mom. That's 2 points extra.
Wow, Claire.
So you got a five, but listen to this.
Martina. Yeah.
Ryder, the man, in Special Agent Ryder, he got four, but because he nailed the car, I'm giving him five or six.
Yeah.
Ryder just took this home.
Yes,
wow.
He did.
I just want to say, I want to go on record.
Wait a second. How did he nail the car? He said Toyota.
Toyota Corolla, and it was a Toyota Camry.
Yeah.
That's points.
Okay, the other
That's dead
day,
on.
When I said a Kia Sportage, and it was exactly
and you
a
got
Kia.
Bonus points.
Oh, did you give me bonus points?
Yeah, you got bonus points.
Yeah. Back up.
I just want to go on
easy.
I just want to go on record and say I'm Batman. All right.
I'm telling you, man. Playlist profiling makes people just, you know, want to go after each other.
Glad the desk is between us. You're about to come over here.
All right, mystery caller. What is your name?
Samantha.
And Samantha, where are you from?
I'm from Olympia.
Does it feel weird to be profiled?
Kinda.
Well, we know everything about you now.
The writer does.
That's not creepy.
Nine.
It's the Hourly Bulletin.
On Fitz in the Morning.
On New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
8:30 now, and here's Drew.
Burien is stepping up their fireworks fines for violators, and if you don't live in Burien and you don't care, watch out because a lot of other cities are doing the same thing. This is an example, but the fines now offer up to $5,000. That's for a third-time offender, but fireworks.
Fireworks.
Not fireworks. They're illegal. They've been illegal in Burien since 99. This year is the first year these new fines go into effect, and they add social host liability, which means the property owner can get the fines for letting people fire off fireworks on their property.
And is this, I want to ask you a question. This is not, okay, fireworks are an annoyance to people, but this is a fire issue, right?
It's a fire hazard.
That's the problem, is the drought and the fire.
Exactly. You've heard all of the warnings now how Western Washington needs to be just as alert about fires, and that's one of the big problems. And there's always injuries, and there's always fires, and it's becoming basically a public service nightmare to deal with.
Yeah, but you know what? If you don't like America, you can get out. Each of us.
Well, you can get out of Burien.
We got to have that place to pop our firecrackers. So do you have any recommendations on where can we go to the?
You need to find a spot in unincorporated King County or unincorporated counties.
All right.
As you know, though, Snohomish County, the south end of unincorporated Snohomish County, is going to be banned. Right. So just be sure before you light up fireworks, you know you're in a legal spot.
Right, or the youngin, yeah.
Some of your best spots to go to are usually reservations, like Muckleshoot Hill. They have an actual set place where you can go set off the fireworks, or sometimes even on lakes in unincorporated King County, like Drew said.
But you know, right across the Muckleshoot. They have that big, like, massive
the smoke shop
parking lot and the smoke shops.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and many people go out there, hundreds and hundreds of people shoot those fireworks. You feel like you're in Fallujah.
Oh, no, you do.
It's a dead concert, but okay.
Right. You see rockets just shooting everywhere. It's pretty.
Be careful and make sure you're in a legal spot to do it.
I used to sell fireworks up on Muckleshoot Hill, and 1 year a police car caught on fire. So, I mean, it really is dangerous. You got to be careful. Yeah.
Wow. All right.
And how's this for a great story? A Tacoma kindergarten teacher, Lynn Riggio, I believe, is retiring after 48 years as a kindergarten teacher in Tacoma. She's actually taught 30 of those years at Point Defiance Elementary. She started teaching kindergarten in 1971.
Aww.
I mean, she's a legend. She actually plans to enjoy time in her backyard during retirement, but says, you know what? She'll be back in the classroom as a volunteer next school year.
And give us her name one more time
Lynn Riggio in Tacoma.
Lynn, you are so awesome. You know, my mommy is a school teacher. I award you at 8:32 on this Thursday, June 20th, 2019, our Fearless Female Award.
This
come on.
Girl
come
on. Woo! Woo! Woo!
Woo! How many young lives she's shaped.
Yeah.
Influenced.
No doubt. Thank God for our teachers. Claire, what's going on?
Well, Seattle Storm head coach Dan Hughes is back with the team. We are so glad to hear this. Dan was diagnosed with cancer of the digestive tract before the season started. He underwent what they call successful surgery last month, and Dan is going to be back in action with the Storm on the bench on Friday, or probably running off the bench, actually. And they have a big old homestand coming, so he'll be home for a while to get even more better.
It's time for County Wars. It's a battle of pride on this ride. The battle begins now. Fitz in the Morning. New Country, 98.9 The Bull.
County Wars is on, ladies and gentlemen. County versus county. It's brother versus sister. Sister versus pet. I mean, we get down to the wire. All right, today's record, currently the County Wars record is, Drew.
We still have a tie between Pierce and King County at first with 7 wins apiece, Snohomish with 5, Kitsap with 3, Thurston with 2. We added Whatcom to the board this morning with 1. Jefferson and Island County also have 1 on the board.
All right, now listen, this is a big deal. If you remember, Pierce County won the month of May. And if you remember what happened then, we actually drove out to Puyallup. We shot a video in Pierce County. Who knows what June is going to look like? But just know, whoever wins, we're going to come out and shoot another video.
Oh, yeah.
Claire, what are we giving away today for this round?
We are still giving away Eric Church tickets. 2 more tickets to see the Chief at the Gorge next Friday, June 28th.
All right, let's meet our contestants right now. Let's say hello to Brittany from Buckley, representing Pierce County. Hi, Britt.
Hi.
Anybody ever call you Britt?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then let me be the first. Aaron from Shelton, representing Mason County. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for letting me play.
Well, you bet. Now, listen, let me explain the rules to you. Best 2 out of 3 wins. Your buzzer is your name. So if you know it, say your name very, very loud, and you must let me finish the questions, okay?
Okay.
And not to put any pressure on, but I'm going to let Claire tell you guys what you are competing for today.
You are playing for 2 tickets to see Eric Church at the Gorge next Friday, June 28th.
Nice.
So nice.
That sounds awesome.
Let's play County Wars. This mall in Auburn is called the Outlet Collection now, but when it opened, it was originally called this.
Brittany. Supermall.
Yes!
Brittany!
Man, who could forget the Auburn Supermall? All right, we move on. For many years, the Seattle area had 2 daily print newspapers. One was the Seattle Times. Name the other one.
Aaron. The Seattle PI.
Aaron. Was that you?
Seattle PI.
That's you. Congratulations.
That yes. That's a score, and that makes it a tie.
Whatever happened to that, by the way? Is it a website now?
Yeah, it's web only. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Probably a website.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, wake up and read the Sunday morning iPad. All right, we move on.
Just don't spill your coffee on that one.
Don't put it in the bird cage.
All right, it really does pay to know the show and listen to the show. What small North Texas town is Fitz from?
Ooh, sorry, Fitz.
That's all right. It's happened several times today. No worries, we'll move on. Save that one for tomorrow. All right. This longtime Mariners announcer was just inducted into the Washington State Sports Hall of Fame. Who is it?
Brittany.
Brittany!
Steve Urkel. Oh, no, that was the other one we...
Steve Urkel.
Steve Rabel. But it was...
Incorrect. Anybody else have another guess?
No.
All right, we'll move on. This top 10 U.S. rodeo is held alongside the Kittitas County Fair on Labor Day weekend. What is it?
Ooh,
we were just there a couple of days ago at Central Washington University.
Oh, Brittany.
Ellensburg
Rodeo.
Yes!
Oh, Brittany.
Ladies and gentlemen, Britt for the win.
And congrats, Brittany.
Oh, Claire, tell her what she's got.
You just picked up the two tickets to see Eric Church at the Gorge next Friday, June 28th.
Oh, my gosh. My husband's going to be excited.
Yay!
My name is Brittany, and I'm the one and only Friday to this town. And I just picked Mason County to town on the county board.
Yes, you did.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah! Oh, and you just put Pierce County on top right there, too.
Yeah! Yeah. All right, listen, we do it again tomorrow morning at 6:40. County Wars, where you could win Eric Church tickets.
Play Fitz in the Mornings. County Wars. Weekday mornings at 6:40 and 8:40. Be the pride of your county.
Those buttons, baby.
That's right.
Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout-out to some amazing P1s. I mean, Trashman Mike, what's up? Honey Bucket, Corey, Barry, all day, every day.
Oh,
what's
Barry!
Up? All day, every day. We love you, Barry. Crazy FedEx Lady Holly, we love you.
By the way, it's her birthday today, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
Happy birthday, Holly.
Happy birthday.
Trucker Greg, Tex, we love you. Rob, the original P1, Debbie Latimer, we love you. It's funny, the other day, Debbie Latimer, who's a huge P1 of the show, she's like, Fitz, where are you going to be? And I'm like, well, I was just in Puyallup. She goes, but I live in Auburn. So
that's love.
Yeah, it is. We need to make a point to go see her.
Ooh. Yes, we do.
We also need to shout out class number 786 of the Washington State Police Academy.
Oh, oh yeah.
Yep.
Love that. Coopville. What you going to do? When they come for you.
Coopville.
I never will forget. I got a message several years ago, and somebody said, Fitz, we were just at the Washington State, whatever. It was a police academy sort of a thing. Mm-hmm. And they were given awards, and a gentleman received an award from the Coopville Police Department. And he said the entire arena started going, Coopville, what you going to do? I was like, oh, day made. Nuts. Hey, real quick, what's the Disney song of the day today?
Brett Young, Here Tonight.
Okay, and that's going to be playing with you at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock and 1 o'clock.
And then?
3, 5, and 7. I had to think.
All right, we'll see you for the Friday show tomorrow. Wingnut is coming up next. Got so much going on. My name is Fitz.
I'm Drew.
I'm Claire.
I'm Ryder the Youngin.
Wingnut.
Think big, because you're thinking anyway. And who's better than you?
Nobody!